하나님의 말씀은
God's message, 1 Peter 5, 6-11.
하나님의 말씀은 베드로전서
God's words, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6-11.
교독하겠습니다.
Let's read. Correspond reading. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray to receive God's words and pray for the overseer. Senior overseer, give him the power and the inspiration. And also let him be healthy. And also prepare for ourselves to receive God's words with humility and lower heart. Let's pray together.
하나님, 우리 하나님의 귀한 말씀 들을 때 우리 모두 겸손하게 받아서 우리 영혼의 영원한 그러한 천국을 이끄는 양식이 될 수 있는 이 시간을 갖길 원합니다. 우리가 영원토록 변화해서 뒤를 되돌아보지 않는 훌륭한 모습으로 변화되는 시간이 되길 원하며, 또 우리가 순종할 수 있는 그리스도인으로서의 새로운 자세와 또 새로운 또 명령의 말씀을 받을 수 있는 그런 시간이 되길 원합니다. 하나님 도와주시옵시고 역사에 주시옵소서. 말씀 전하는 주의 종을 향해 감동하시고 큰 권세를 주시고 큰 또 영감을 주셔서 또 큰 건강을 주셔서 하나님 말씀 전하는데 정말로 이제 어려움이 없도록 도와주시옵시고, 우리 하나님 주시는 그런 영원한 하나님의 그 말씀 선포의 현장이 되게 도와주셔서 우리 모두가 그 말씀을 받을 수 있도록 역사해 주시기 원합니다. 하나님 말씀을 겸손하게 받는 우리 성도 다 되도록 주여 도와주시고 이 시간에 성령으로 역사해 주시옵소서.
하나님 아버지,
God the Father, 이렇게 귀한 시간을 또 주셔서 Likewise, you gave us a precious time.
정말 하나님께 예배드리고 또 말씀을
And we worshipped and longed for the word. 감사합니다. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for us to listen to your words. May the words work upon us. Anoint the lips of your servant with oil. May the Holy Spirit work upon us. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
여러분이 신앙생활이 그냥 하나의 교회 생활이 종교 생활.
Faith life is not like a religious life.
당신을 살리는, 당신 영혼을 살리는.
You have to restore your soul.
죄에서 떠나면,
when your soul leaves, your body.
건강하고 아무리 많이 배웠고,
is nothing. Even if your flesh got educated. But once the soul leaves, that's all, that's the end. Once the soul leaves, it never returns. The flesh died. The one who be loved by God need to work. While the souls reside in our flesh, we have to work. As long as we are healthy, we can work. We need to take care of our body so that we can work as long as our souls in our body. We need to take care of our body. We study, we work, and we eat for the sake of the health. for the sake of the flesh. And many people do not put any interest in souls. But once the souls leave, it's nothing. When soul has a problem, our flesh get a problem. When our souls have a power, flesh gets strengthened, get powered. We can work, we can make money. God gives not only the food, but also the Word of God. The Word is life. The Word is life. John 1 says, the Word is life. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. When we listen to the Word of God, which means we listen to God, this is to meet God, have a fellowship with God, and we take the Word of God. But many people just does not listen to God's words. Many people ignore God's words. They listen to the words by ears, but respond with amen. But the word does not work in us, does not move inside. We need to make the word become the master of our lives. Your souls cannot live by food, cannot live by good air only. Our souls need to live by life given from God. All living things have life. That is just like a kind of breathing. God gave us life, but that is not like a breathing. That is God's life. Jesus died, but he was raised from the dead, and he was ascended, and his life was in him, and the Word worked in him. Just like the same things, we receive the same life. Jesus was beaten, was crucified, and he died. But he has life, and he was raised. And we have the exactly same experience, same life. And we need to believe in that. Even if we listen to the Word of God, we nod and we respond with amen, but sometimes fail. The world work upon us. Revelation says, I will knock the door outside of the door. When you listen to my voice, open the door, I will come in you, I will eat with you. And this is what the Bible says. May the words need to work with you, inside you, reside with you, and work. You need to live with word, eat with word. We have to listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not take the word of Pastor Ki-dong Kim. Do not take it as the man's words. You need to take it as God's words. I'm getting old and I'm so frustrated. Many people fail to understand what I'm saying. I have taught. But there are not enough time. I don't know how many years do I have, but listen carefully. You listen to words not only by your ears, you have to listen to the voice of the Lord to open the gate. If you open, I will get in. May the words reside in you. After I got married, I was in Guangxi, and on the way, I shared my testimony. I received the word on the way somewhere. Even though I read the Bible so many times, And I memorized the words in my brain and memorized it. But before that, I've never experienced that God's words reside in me. The words need to reside in you. There was the moment the Word of God made a dwelling in me. If you were resided in God's words, you will become my disciples. Dwelling means live in there. You live in me. If you live in me, you will become my true disciples. Raise your hand if you think you are a true disciple of Jesus. Raise your hand if you think yourself a true disciple of Jesus. Only two people? So what are you doing now? What if God calls you tonight? What are you going to do? The Bible said, I will take your soul tonight. And what going to happen after that? Why you can't be the true disciple of Jesus? I wish all my church members know the truth. Now you need to become the pillar of the holy temple. What does that mean, being pillars? The pillars never disappear unless the house is gone. So you claim yourself you know the truth, and you live the Seongnak Church. Even if you work hard, do a lot of volunteers' work, you leave the church, which means it reminds me, oh, this man does not know the truth. If he knows the truth, he will never leave the church like that. Never leave like that. Even if I leave this earth, I want all the Seongnak Church members to work for the sake of God's ministries. Many people ignore themselves. I'm a little man. I'm not valuable in this church. That is a wrong idea. If you dwell in my word, you will become my disciples. Be the disciple of Jesus. Let's make a feast. Let's decide. Let's be the true disciple of Jesus. Let's be a true disciple of Jesus. Let's be a true disciple of Jesus. Let's become a true disciple of Jesus. Do not repeat only by lips. You need to dwell in my words and you will become the true disciple. What does that mean, dwell? Love one another. If you love, you will become my disciple. That's what the Bible says. If you do not seek souls, because you have nothing to give, you can't evangelize. If you have a truth, you can't put up with. You need to seek souls. Because you have nothing in you, you have no truth in you. This is why you doesn't move. You don't move. Everybody has a truth. It's supposed to move. Check yourself. Check it out whether you have the truth or not. You need to check yourself. If you do not check, you are abandoned. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you are abandoned. You are abandoned. You become the religious man and you go to church. But what's the point? One day, if you stand before the Lord, there was a goat and lambs, but need to be distinguished.
그러니까 제 다른 거 없어요. 정말 예수님의 참 제자가 되세요.
That nothing else to be truthful, true disciples of Jesus. You need to dwell in my words, dwell in my words. And may my words in you, whatever you seek, you will receive.
내 말이 내 안에 들어가 있으면
May my words in you
네가 무엇이든지
구하라. Whatever you ask
내가 내
If I dwell in you But you ignore God You don't take God's word And you fail to dwell in word of God And you let the Lord stand outside of the door
그 성화 그림 예수께서 문 두드리는 그
Have you ever seen in pictures the Lord is knocking on the door? If you examine the picture, there is no doorknob on the door. That is one of the famous pictures. So the one who is outside cannot open the gate because there is no doorknob. There's no doorknob so that the one who is outside cannot open the door. Unless you open the door inside, impossible to open the door. You listen to my voice. If you listen to the door, I will get in. If you do not open, he cannot get in. You can't believe me? You are so doubtful about it? You can't believe? The Lord said, I'm the truth, the truth. There's no deceive in the truth. If you believe in the Lord, you will not be deceived. If you know the truth, The Lord will acknowledge your faith so that you may reap what you sow. When I was young, I was so poor, I couldn't educate. So all my cousins failed to graduate even elementary school. But I really wanted to get out of that poverty. And I long for the Lord and rely on the Lord. I did all the difficulties and reached certain goal. And now, my son, my grandson, I want them to study. I want to provide the best education to my grandson and grandson's grandson. I prepare for that. We need to study. We need to study hard. We rely on God, and we need to prepare ourselves thoroughly. We cannot be ignorant. We can't go back to the past. You received the love, received God's favor, and you will enjoy the God's favor generation to generation. Some people had joy for a couple of years and lost their heart. And complain against God. There are so many people, and they fail to serve God. First of all, let's pray for a minute, honestly. The Lord, I want to dwell in the Word so that I want to be a true disciple. May my family become the family true disciple of the Lord. Let's pray all together for a minute.
주님의 제자가 될 수 있게 하여 주님의 참 제자 거짓 제자가 아니라 참 제자 참 제자가 되도록 도와주시고 우리의 자손들도 주님의 참 제자 되도록 하나님의 역사하여 주시고 역사하여 주시고 역사하여 주시옵시기를 간절히 원합니다. 저들이 주님의 참 제자가 되게 도와 주시옵소서. 하나님 아버지 그래서 우리 하나님을 좀 의지하고 하나님을 의심하지 말고 하나님을 정말 배신하지 말고 하나님을 섭섭게 하지 않는 저들에게 도와주시기를 원합니다. 하나님 저들은 정말 주님의 참 제자 되어 하나님과 더불어 살고 하나님의 사랑을 받게 도와주시옵소서. 오늘도 하나님의 말씀을 잘 들을 수 있도록 역사하여 주옵소서. 예수 이름으로 들어 기도합니다. 아멘. 오늘 잘 좀 더 아주
Listen up carefully today. Humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, and He may lift you up in due time. Of course, we need to be humble before people, but we have to humble before God first. Philippians 2:6-11. Jesus is equal with God, but He doesn't take equality. He humbled down Himself and became man, and He submitted to the death of the crucified. And God exalted Him, and God gave Him the inheritance. So whoever kneeled down before Jesus, the one who is under the earth, under the heaven, everything is before Jesus, and He will glorify it. We need to kneel down before the name of Jesus. You seem to be humble before people. Everybody very polite before the pastor. Yes, it is a very good attitude, very polite. Of course, you can be kind, you can be nice in front of people, but we need to kneel down before the name of Jesus. Need to be humble. But many people fail to kneel down before the name of Jesus. Jesus commanded in His name, but we listen to His words by ears, but we doesn't take His words. For my past year, 60 years, I have knelt down before Jesus thoroughly. I got a letter from one of the professors of a seminary. He said, So when many colleagues left the church and they faced a very miserable lives in their lives, he joined the book concert and he got touched and he cried. He said, he realized that there is a truth in here. So many people acknowledge God's words by their lips, but they don't act. You need to kneel down before the name of Jesus. As I write down the book, receive the power of God, God's words is life, and the life is light, and the name of the light is Jesus. And if you welcome the name Jesus, you have a power to exercise. So if you welcome God, which means you welcome the name of Jesus, it's the same thing. May God's name need to be master of our life. Be born again. Even if you're baptized, if you fail to be born again, what are you going to do? Call His name. If you insert God's name, it is horrible. We need to make His name the master of your life. May the name gain victory. May the name be glorified. All the time we need to be filled with the name of Jesus. Because the name of Jesus is God. So we said we prayed in name Jesus. And then you seek something, seek this and seek that, and we prayed in the name of Jesus. Do you think is the way you reach your prayer request to the Lord? You need to kneel down before Jesus' name and you can pray. Not because you prayed on tagged by the name of Jesus. First of all, you need to kneel down before the Jesus name. You need to be humble. In due time, He may lift you up. It happened 28 years ago. I was alone that time. There are crowds who oppose against me. And after 28 years later, those people who stood against me have miserable lives. But now, I'm still working up to today. And there was a letter I got. There was a big contrast. He was a professor. And my disciples showed a different way of life. Even if you confess that I'm a faithful man, but the important thing is you need to be kneel down before the Lord first. You need to be humble first. In due time, He will lift you up. Not only me, but also my relatives, my offsprings as well. He will comfort. Cast all your anxiety on Him. Don't possess anxieties on your own. Cast away. Cast all your anxiety on Him. This is a theocentrism. Even if your situation seems getting worse, you already cast everything on Him. You need to kneel down before the Lord. It seems to be getting serious, but you cast your anxiety already. So with faith, with trust. So you prayed, God, help this. We prayed in name Jesus. Amen. And you take all the anxiety back after saying Amen. You prayed overnight, all in the morning, you prayed in the name of Jesus, and then you take all the anxiety back. And the worried, we should do this, do that. Cast your anxiety on Him. Cast means abandon, you desert. You cannot get in the kingdom of heaven unless you become a child. Young child, stick to mom and put the 100% faith on mom. They have no doubt they will be abandoned. Young baby, leaned on mom. This is what the Bible said. If you fail to be a young child, you cannot get in the kingdom of God. We should cast our anxiety on Him. I have a debt. Help me. I pray in name Jesus. Amen. And then after that, I need to pay back. I need to pay back. What am I going to do? What am I have to do? You need to cast all the anxiety on Him. And I prayed in the name of Jesus. And then you take back. So all the time, you are filled with all anxieties and worrisomes. You are filled with worries. So Deacon, do you have something to worry? No, nothing. You pretend to be happy, but actually you're not. Cast all the anxieties on Him. This is what the humble men do. This is The Lord teaches us this is the faith. Cast all your anxieties on me. This is what the Lord said to us. I know one patient with cancer. It was incurable disease. Even doctor gave up. The man got sick. And he knows even doctors gave up. But he prayed, and we prayed together. And when I pray, everybody feels something different. How do you feel after I pray? I'm got refreshed. I know. I have no doubt. When I pray, 100%, I never doubt and sustain it. Keep it. I made a request to keep it. Keep your faith. We have to keep the faith. And then the cancer is gone and disappear, and many people get survived. This is why we prayed, put my hands on man and prayed. I know one man wanted me to pray for him. But even if I prayed, the patient need to keep the faith. The moment I prayed, the patient knows I got refreshed. Something changed in me. It's so all cleaned. And then keep it and remain it. But if you fail to remain it, you take those disease back to you. I'm an expert in spiritual world. I'm very spiritual. To be honest, there's not many people who have experienced spiritual experience than I do. I know very clearly in the spiritual world, just like looking in the mirror, it is so clear to me. Ten out of a ten, I know. When I pray, people got healed and need to remain with faith. The Lord healed the leprosy. There are 10 leprosies got healed by the Lord. But on the way back, the leprosy got healed. And some came back and the others didn't. Where is the 9? All 9 got healed. Why they don't come back? Your faith restored you. This is what the Lord said to him. So at the moment, he doesn't notice because the man was in pain such a long time. And even if he got prayed, he didn't notice. So he was free from the disease. But on the way back, he realized, I got healed. And he came back to Jesus. And Jesus said, now you are saved. But what about the other 9 people? They never came back. 나는 본래 병자니까 안 써 받아서 I'm the patient. Maybe I got prayed. That is better than before, but nine people didn't abandon the concept and holding the disease. When we pray, when we got prayed, you need to cast all your anxieties away, and you need to get free from the concept you are the sick. Many people still obsessed with the idea, I'm sick, I'm a patient. So when I prayed, so you got ordained. So you feel better, I ask. And then on the way back, he comes back and asks, one more prayer, please. I know one man. I prayed for him, but the man came back 3 days later. You said you got healed, but I don't know, maybe it's back because the man failed to abandon the concept. I prayed because I want to get away from the poverty. So do you think God pour the bag of money in front of me? Do you think God just gave me the gold or treasures? No, this is what God worked on me. This is the beginning of make new things. So you are obsessed with the idea, I have no money, I'm so poor. You're obsessed with that concept and you never abandon that idea. The disease, the stick to your concept, your doubt. So unless you give up that doubt, you will never overcome your disease or poverty or failure. And sense of inferiority. Unless you desert that concept, you will never get away of those. Man, some people looked very humble. But the men are not humble before God because they are humble because they are under the sense of inferiority. I mean, people suffer from the inferiority concept and get suppressed. There is the word, if there is a death, the virtues comes. So when you have the sense of inferiority, the demons attack you. The demons worked upon those worrisomes and sense of inferiority. When you train the animal, if your animal's feet are tied by the line, and then the animal got trained and they never leave, even if there's no string anymore. Because that concept, I can't get away with this, and then you fail to get away. Many people lead a good religious life, but there's no rewards when you lead your religious life. What about the Pharisees? There's no rewards. Cast all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Hungry lion is looking for food. The roaring lion is looking for somebody to devour. If you open your spiritual eyes, when I pray a lot, I got touched by the Spirit so deeply, and I sustained that experience. Once I realized the spiritual world, it is invisible, but it is amazing. It is amazing. It is real. Resist him standing firm in the faith because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. So not only you, not only have troubles, everybody is the same sufferings. On earth, there's no happiness. Everybody faces their difficulties on their own. There's all sufferings. Isaiah 53, Jesus came on earth. But he took all the sufferings. Even the Son of God came here and experienced all the sufferings, all the difficulties, all the hunger and poverties. He experienced everything. It is not only you. Not only you. Maybe you think you are the only one who experienced all the poverty, all the unhappiness. But don't think like that. Be free from your concept. Let's read James. James 4. 6.
너희 더욱 큰 은혜를 주시나니 그러므로 일렀을 때
But he gives us more grace. This is why scripture says God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourself then to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And Peter said, come near to the Lord and God will closer to you. And resist the devil. And humble down before the Lord. And come to the Lord and God will closer to you. Resist the devil. We must resist the devil and we need to get closer to God. Listen carefully. I'm sick. Suppose I'm a patient. You may call, I'm the patient. The Lord save me, and you rely on the Lord. But still, you have the concept, I'm sick, detached from that idea. Do not stick to that idea. God and the disease cannot be together. Please read a book. My book, the cause of disease is the demons. Jesus healed all those who are oppressed. Acts 10 says, God gave power and Jesus healed everybody who were suppressed by the devil. By the devil, he got healed. Those people who got healed, those ones who are oppressed by the devil. So Jesus healed everybody who were oppressed under the devil. I know some denominations criticize of that idea, but believe in the Bible. Read the Bible. Matthew 8, it's the same verses. Jesus healed all the one who were possessed by the demons, but they got healed. So the disease is a spiritual. You know the disease is one thing. There's no big disease or small disease. The cause of disease is only one, the spiritual. In the medical era, one is virus, second is a bacteria. Bacteria? So bacteria could be defeated by the vaccine, but virus, we cannot find the cause of a virus. There's no vaccine for virus. So some of the disease can be healed by medicine, which is called the bacteria, but virus cannot be healed by medicine because there's no vaccine for that. So modern technology, medical technology cannot heal some kind of a virus-related disease because they don't know the cause of the virus. But the Bible recorded 2,000 years ago already that is demon, devil, that is a spiritual reason. That cause is a spiritual. Suppose I'm a patient with cancer, or I have a neural sensitive disease, neurotic disease. It is invisible, but it is so painful. So the doctor said, you got stressed. Because they don't know the cause of the disease, that you have a problem with your neurotic disease. But the Bible said that Jesus healed those one who are oppressed by the demon. This is what the Bible said clearly. So some people fail or never experience to cast out demons. They don't know how to deal with it. Just like those people who didn't know who Jesus is, they kill Jesus. Likewise, because they don't know. This is why they criticize. In the view of God, there's only one cause, demons. So once the demon leaves, the problem solves. So all the disease, it comes from heat, the fever. So cold, being cold, comes from fever. I have a cold right now because of I got the cold wind from air conditioner in front of the car for 8 hours, and I got cold. So modern medical technologies failed to reveal the identity of the virus causing a cold. So human body was supposed to be 36.5, but if your body have a fever up to 37 or above, that's a problem. For female, higher than that, 38. So once the, you control your fever, this is the way you can. You can take some medicine. But your body got resistant, and the dose of medicine needs to goes up and up. This is the way the virus worked. So nobody knows the cause of a virus, cause of cold, because it is virus, but the modern technologies cannot reveal it. So I read an article, if the human body can heal the cause of a cold, we can heal everything. You need to dwell in my word, as the Lord said, and you will become the true disciple of mine. So listen up. Listen to the word of the Lord. Oh, the patient? I don't know what kind of a disease you may have. Don't be shamed. That is a spiritual. It is all spiritual, spiritual oppression. You are under the oppression spiritually. Some people say, God gave this disease as grace so that I may learn how to be patient. Have you ever seen any verses in the Bible? Lazarus was in the tomb, and Jesus said, this is for God's glory. And also one of the blind men, this is for God's glory. So some people misunderstand the verses, God gave the disease for the sake of God's glory. Just like one bad man. What kind of disease you may have, that is just spiritual. God never gives you people get sick because He seeks glorification from you. When you are healed, God will be glorified. Yes, that is true, but do not put the disease and God's glory together. Take it, if you take your disease as spiritual, you will get healed. It is not a physical situation. The darkness is the opposition of a light. If there is no light, the darkness will overcome, control it. So if there is no light, the darkness comes. If you have a light in you, the name of Jesus in you, all the darkness will gone. Holy Spirit will work with the name of Jesus. You have a bulb. Inside of a bulb, there is a coil. And when the electricity provides, the light lighten up. The bulb lighten up. It's the same things with God's power. So may Holy Spirit work. How is it possible the light and the darkness come together? 1 Corinthians 3, how is it possible the light and darkness come together? So many people pretend to have a strong faith and they possess the light and darkness together. In the name of Jesus, they have a light. The word is a light. The world is a life, and the life is light. So my word is light. He came here as a light. John 8, he's the light. Why? Still darkness is in you. So light and darkness can reside the same? No. So you pretend to be humble before the Lord. I don't know, on God's time, God will. But you need to resist. Stand up against it. Listen carefully. May light be lightened up. There is no harmonization between the light and the darkness. When the light comes, darkness must go. So you need to closer to God and resist against the devil. Disease, go, go. But you need to resist. Resist it. Resist. Resist the disease. Resist the devil. Curse the disease. In the name of Jesus, I serve the name of Jesus. I take the name of Jesus. I closer to the name of Jesus. And resist. Resist the devil. Resist the disease. So treat your disease spiritually. Physical light doesn't take any character. But spiritual being has a character. It has a will and emotion. So once the evil ones decided to leave, it will leave. If you read the demonology, please read those three books. The devil and the spirit of seduction and what the demons. Many people do not read those books, but please read those books. Spiritually so dark. I thought you guys are so spiritual, but very dark. So resist the devil spiritually. Even if you have a cancer, maybe some of you have a cancer. Don't take it as a physical issue before God. Go, go, disease. So master of the house leave and the house was demolished. But the house is still there. The master comes back. So we need to demolish the house so that the master never comes back. So the house was crumbled down. But if you do not demolish the house can be made of strong materials later. Even if you may have difficulties, but treat it spiritually. Resist, resist it. Go, go. Go. Go out of my house. Go out of my body. Go away. Go away. Go away from me. Go away from me. Go away out of me. Talk to yourself. I know the one lady say, go away, demon, go away. We need to get closer to the Lord. You can't resist the demons. Go away. Whatever you face, you can defeat the evil ones. And detach from your problem and the demon. The concept of demons is above and your heart is down. So there are some parts of overlap, that is disease. If it comes together, coexist, that is that it brings a disease. But once you detach it from your concept and the disease, it is possible to cure. So many people have a light and darkness come together, possessed together. We need to be gain victory spiritually. I want you to gain victory. And the God of all grace who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself restore you and make you strong, firm and steadfast, to Him be the power forever and amen. Resist the devil. And listen to the Lord. What is the new commandment? Love one another. So you say, love, I love you. So you give a pamphlet. I love you and share the pamphlet and evangelize. Believe in Jesus. And you give a Jesus my Savior and distribute those pamphlet and share the coffee. Yes, I know you show eagerness. Even if you have eagerness, but generally, I have researched a lot. They have a concept, I want to go to church someday. I wish to go to church. Some people say, maybe I need a kind of a religion. But even if those people who come around the church, if we don't take the man, drag his hands and get in the church, it is impossible to make people listen to God's words. So many people do not move because of their ego. They need to overcome their ego, and you need to help them. We need to break their own selfish ego. I want to share my testimony. I shared it before several times. When I live in Cheonan, in front of the lot, I put up tent. It was a market day. So there are many people there. Was in front of the police officer. Even police officers looked and they're surprised. And they got amazed by God's work there. There was one man who came from a province and he witnessed that I need to believe in Jesus. So if I fail to believe in Jesus, I will become a demon later. So he decided to go to church next week. But he's the one who opposed going to church for whole his life, and he criticized against the churchgoers. So because of that ego, he went around the church on the Lord's Day. So he carried the empty There was one lady who was possessed by demon. She said, "Where are you going?" So the man who really wants somebody dragged him to get in the church. So the woman asked, "Where are you going?" Going soon, yeah, over there. And the woman said, "Okay, see you later." So he had to pass by the church. So he wished to join the church. But there was a pastor got in the church at the moment. "Oh, Mr. Lee, where have you been? Where are you going?" And "Take care," and then he left. But the man died on that week. So the man came to the woman that he met the first. "I passed by the church. I wish you dragged me inside the church. But you asked me, where are you going? And if you said, ask me to go to church, I would definitely go to church. I had no courage to get into church, so I was waiting for somebody to drag me to the church." And even the demon said, "Pastor, if you ask me to go to church, I wouldn't be like that." So everybody cried because it was so sad, so miserable. "Why you didn't guide me? You need to guide them to the church." I met one man. He had lived near the church 45 years, just like the same day, same years of the Songnak Church. He had heard the many opportunities to listen to the message. But for him, it was very hard to go to church by himself. So nobody asked him to go to church. So a couple of weeks ago, he attended the church by someone's guidance. But he was the one who had a perfect faith. He believed in God perfectly. He's the owner of the company, and he shared the testimony. "So what is the point to share coffee? What is the point you share the pamphlet of the church? There are so many people who want to go to church, but they are so ashamed to get in the church. If you recast 2 times and 3 times, and many people will go to church, why you guys don't work like that?" And he almost cried and talked to me like that. "Yes, people take your pamphlet. Yes, people want to share coffee. But you need to make a request. Again and again and again. Go to church. Let's go to church. Push him. We need to push, increase the people to join the church. There are so many people who really want to go to church, but they are so ashamed to move by themselves and waiting for someone's request."
우리는 예수께서 네가 내 계명을 지키면 나의 참 제자들이라.
If you believe in Jesus, you will become my disciples, true disciples.
내 제자면 네가 사랑하리라.
And if you love, if you are my disciples, you will love, and God will love you too. And I will reveal myself to you. This is what the Lord said.
그들이 아직 전도받지 못한 불신자들의 그들의 그 자존심 때문에 그걸 갖다 그냥 우리가 꺾어주라예요. 우리가 꺾어주라예요. 그냥 가서 그냥 두 번, 세 번서 그들이 할 수 없이
So we need to break down their egos so that there are some people so ashamed to go to church by themselves.
죽을 날이 멀지 않았는데 왜 대답 안 해요? 나이가 얼만데요? 당신 열매 맺지 않을 거 아니요?
We should bear fruit. Everybody should bear fruit.
가까이 하고 그렇게 하는 게 가까이 말로만 하나님 가까이 하나님 가까이 하지 말고 하나님이 하는 일에
So we need to closer to the Lord, closer to Him, more and more, and need to defeat the devil.
자, 오랜 시간에 마귀와 싸울지라 몇 장이지?
Let's sing together.
388장.
Let's praise 388.
그래.
선한 눈앞에 곧 다가오리라
아멘
영광 영광 할렐루야 영광 영광 할렐루야 영광 영광 할렐루야 승리하리라
아멘
마귀와 싸울지라 죄악 벗은 형제여 구원치는 누간 적구라니라 무섭고도 더러운 죄 모두 떨쳐버리고 주 예수 붙들라 영광 영광 할렐루야 영광 영광 할렐루야 영광 영광 할렐루야 승리하리라 마귀와 싸울지라 죄악 벗은 형제여 구주 예수 그리스도 그 심판을 벌리고 너를 도와주시려 어서서 기다리시니 너 어서 나오라 영광 영광 할렐루야 영광 영광 할렐루야 영광 영광 할렐루야 승리하리라
지금 당신이 병이 있든지 또 가정에 여러 가지 힘든 일이 돼 경제적으로나
Maybe some of you are sick, have some trouble financially or any difficult issues, resist the devil. I will closer to God. I will follow God. Closer to God.
앉아서 있는 것이 가까이 하는 것이 아니라 그가 시키는 일을 한다 이 말이요.
So we need to rely on God and receive God's commands and work.
So
encourage the newcomers so that they can overcome their ego and come to church. Let's pray. Close your eyes. I will be closer to God.
이제부터 내가 그렇게 해서 하나님이 시키시는 예수가 피이고
Jesus shed blood.
피를 전하지 않는 것은 자기 죄를 먹고 마시는 것이
And ask me to evangelize. We need to share this good message with one another. Closer to God and detached. Distinguish the light and darkness. Resist the devil by the Spirit. Resist it. Let's pray all together.